This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news. During the first few moments of this bulletin, war in Europe is coming to its official end.
Of course I remember London before the war, with its palm court music, its flappers and its foggy charm suited me better than Paris or Vienna, but then everything changed. And going back is always difficult, especially if you're going home. It wasn't just that the city was different and hard to remember, but because of the bombing, the air was, I don't know, different as well. Strange to think of war as glamorous, but it was, you know. And that was what London lacked, glamour. Some went back to what they had before, but many of us couldn't settle. We became drifters, displaced people, so we hung together, sort of friends. Oh, I was going to tell you about Leonard. Leonard was one of them. Friends, I mean. A decent enough chap, you know, but a lost boy. Yes, Leonard drifted, poor chap, and drifting he became caught in a net, and the more he struggled, the deeper he was enmeshed. That was Leonard.
Those who have any business before the Central Criminal Court in the case of the Crown versus Vole, draw near and give your attendance. God save the King.
Oh, God. Somebody please help me.
You are Leonard James Vole?
Yes.
Leonard Vole, you are charged with the murder of Emily Wilton French on the night of April the 23rd, 1947. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
He insinuated himself into her life.